Okay, that was Can from their 1976 album Flow Motion, the song I Want More. And I became acquainted with that song last Thursday night when a local band Energy Slime covered it when they were opening up for Slim Twig. It was so, it's such a good song. I had no idea. Can, Kraut Rock legends, known mostly for their early 70s output. This was kind of their one of their later tracks. And man, that's a good tune. I really like it. And despite what you may have read in Exclaim magazine, Energy Slime were great last Thursday, opening up for Slim Twig. And I'll play some Slim Twig a bit later on. You're listening to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. And on today's show, lots of cool stuff. Got some new Tom Whalen music. Tom Whalen, Man About Town, drummer for several bands, and funny man, multi-threat. And we're going to listen to his new band, Tommy Tone, some new U.S. Girls, some new Peaches, some new Knife Pleats, Rose Melberg's new band, who just released their new album, and a couple of other surprises. So stay tuned for the next hour or so. Going to start off with Tommy Tone. So this is Tom Whalen. He's he performs with lots of different bands. N213 Group Vision. He used to be in Rollmock. He was in Korean Gut. I could go on and on. Great 2000. And this is a new solo project of his. And we're going to hear the title track from the new record. It's called Fax Me a Brain. This is Tommy Tone. Here we go.
Trouble, I smell trouble in the alleys, in the halls. Now it's creeping up the walls. I smell trouble. The Study and Go Abroad Fair is back on Tuesday, October 6th. Meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world and start planning to travel. Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more. Check out our travel zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. For more info, visit studyandgoabroad.com. Free admission.
Please listen carefully.
Project Space is hosting Canada's only international art book fair in Vancouver, and it's free and open to the public. This festival of artists publishing features books, magazines, zines, and printed ephemera, as well as digital, performative, and other experimental forms of publication. The Art Book Festival takes place on October 17th and 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. at the Vancouver Art Gallery.
Thank you.
All right, so that was Zakt Automat from their compilation, self-titled compilation, which brought together numerous tapes that they made in the 2010 to 2012 era. They recorded something like 11 albums in that time. Remarkable. They're from Hamilton, Ontario. One of them lives in London, England now, and one of them lives in Toronto, I believe. And Slim Twig, who we're going to hear in a sec, helped put out all those tapes and that record in particular. And he, when he played last Thursday, he had those on his merch table. And Evan from Gal Grayson told me I had to buy a copy. And I don't regret it. It's great. Thank you, Evan, for the recommendation. Before that, we heard Jay Holy, also from Toronto. That was from a new little EP that he has called Two Songs from the Bottom of My Heart. The song was It's Time to Give Your Blood, perfect for this spooky season. The calendar has turned. It is time now for pumpkin beers and for spooky things. And I know a lot of people love to watch spooky movies this month, so they find all the good horror and thriller movies. And, you know, that's great, but we focus on music here, so I recommend listening to spooky music. In particular, Jay Holy is very good for that. He has lots of very spooky, synthy music. Also, Jack Name, is that who I'm... I wasn't preparing for this. I think that he had a whole album about turning into a werewolf. It was great. It came out last year. Yes, Jack Name. The album... whatever. His latest one. You should listen to that, too. If you're looking for, you know, supplement your horror movie streak or the film series, listen to some spooky music, too. Jay Holy and Jack Name. And then at the top there, we heard Tommy Tone from his new album, debut album, Fax Me a Brain. That was the title track. Great job, Tom Whalen. So Slim Twig, as I mentioned, was in town last week, and it was very balls-to-the-wall rock and roll. There was his guitarist was wearing a trench coat the whole time and just gyrating against the amp, and Slim himself is wearing like a satin Born to Run jacket, and it was just very rock and roll, which is great. It's good on its own thing. But I was more familiar with his earlier music, which had a lot more organs and was definitely into the psychedelic pop more than the rock and roll. So I'm going to play one of his older albums. This is from the album Hound at the Hem that was recently re-released by DFA Records. And... good show. Gal Grayson and Energy Slime were fantastic. And then I liked it, but it was not quite what I expected. Anyways, here's a throwback to an earlier period in his musical career that maybe appealed to me a bit more. Can I be any more vague than that? Okay, here we go. Here is the song Clerical Collar by Slim Twig.
Do you see me? Yeah, I stand in the foreground. Look to the right. Look to the right. Let me get a close up. Let me get a close up. Look to the right. Look to the right. Let me get a close up. Let me get a close up. Are you ready?
Don't follow patronymic. Splooge, look at that spillage. Scoop it up for the clinic. Try to keep it up in your lineage. Making me live it. Got no limits. Cynic, cynic, cynic. Wait, wait, wait a minute. Who were you looking at when you grew fat? You just blew that. Can't redo that. That diminish the pillage. A privilege to visit my village. Are you finished? Saw shrinkage. You see, it's not coins in my mintage.
Look to the right. Look to the right. Let me get a close up. Let me get a close up. On your knees. Roll on over. Let me get a close up. Let me get a close up. You ready?
Homozone, different wardrobe, testosterone. Blender, Tinder, find a grinder, romance the phone. Better go home, better get stoned. Set up in the mirror for peak of the clone. You're a person alone, with a person alone. Tasha Leon, gonna break your hip bone. Just like scrimmage. Not real, but image. A vintage gimmick that you just can't mimic.
Look to the right. Look to the right. Let me get a close up. Let me get a close up. On your knees. Roll on over. Let me get a close up. Let me get a close up.
Showing it around like you know me now.
Look, look.
Pumping up the lens, seeing holes and bends. You don't know me now.
Look, look.
Close to the skin, but I never let you in. I'm a secret cow.
Look, look.
Put away the gear, come on, come on over here. Let me show you how.
Blink at me. Blink at me, good. Blink at me. Blink at me. Blink at me, blink at me, good. Look to the right, look to the right. Let me get a close up, let me get a close up. On your knees, roll on over. Let me get a close up, let me get a close up. Look to the right, look to the right. Let me get a close up. Close up. On your knees. Roll on over. Let me get a close up. Let me get a close up.
All right, that was Peaches from her new album. It's called Rub, and that was the song Close Up featuring the one and only Kim Gordon. So good. She, classes up the joint, if you ask me. Peaches, yeah, good. Teachers of Peaches came out 15 years ago. Isn't that incredible? 15 years, my friends. 15 years. Great. And before that, we heard U.S. Girls from her new album, Half Free, out this week, I believe. That was the song Sororal Feelings. And both of them are going to be at the Commodore this coming Tuesday. Peaches and U.S. Girls is going to be opening. And I really want to see U.S. Girls. And I think it would be fun to see Peaches as well. Just a little wary of paying, $40 to go to the Commodore. But we'll see. I missed U.S. Girls when she played here about a year and a half ago or so at the Cobalt. Always regretted it. And at the top there, we heard U.S. Girls' Sweetie, Slim Twig. That was the song Clerical Collar from the album Hound at the Hem. Good stuff. Knife Pleats, Rose Melberg's new joint. They released their debut album this week. It's called Hat Bark Beach, and it is great. It is 2-minute pop masterpieces, and we're going to start with the lead track, the first track, Monocularly Blind. Here we go. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dunkin's Donuts, and this is Knife Pleats. Oh, and I should say there, well, I'll talk about it later. Okay, knife pleats.
Yabba dabba do, it's your boy Big Snoop Dogg, and you're watching Narwhal's Video Vault.
Hey yo, come check out Narwhal's Video Vault! On Friday, October 2nd, make sure you catch the one and only Narwhal the Human Servia at CATR, located at the lower level of the new sub at UBC, where he will be talking and playing a variety of his famous interviews, ranging from Kurt Cobain to Wu-Tang Clan, all the way to Kendrick Lamar and Jay-Z. This event will be free and open to the public beginning at 12 p.m. on Friday, October 2nd.
Well, thanks so much, Wu-Tang Clan. Keep on walking in the free world and do 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 do
do do.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
We always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
I'll be your hymn, the church with loneliness.
All right, that was Yokes, a brand new band, supergroup, if you will, featuring featuring three CITR DJs, Nelly from Cat's Pajams, and Eleanor and Erica from Femme Concept. Very good stuff. That was the song Both Know from the Not Your Bay demos, and you can find that on their Bandcamp, which is yokes.bandcamp.com. Perfect. Before that, we heard Barbara Manning from the 2009 comp Score, 20 Years of Merge Records. It was a put out by Merge to celebrate the 20th anniversary with various Merge artists covering other Merge artists. So that was a Portastic song, and that was a song Through With People, Barbara Manning. And at the top, we heard Knife Pleats from their brand new album, Hat Bark Beach. That was the song Monocularly Blind. You can hear another of their songs on Pitchfork. Got the track review today. That's very exciting. And they're going to have an album release show tomorrow night at the Toast Collective on Kingsway. They're playing with a couple of Seattle bands, Dozer and Pitch House. And then Ida Nelson, you old great Aunt Ida of Sugar Refinery days, and she's back in town. I guess she's returned from Seattle, Montreal. So that's exciting. That's tomorrow night, Sliding Scale, all ages, wonderful. Go see Knife Pleats, they're great. Also happening this weekend, CJSF, our crosstown rivals, friends, who's to say? They're celebrating their 12th anniversary or 12th year of being on FM. How quaint. So they're having a big party at the Astoria. It's going to feature Adrian Teacher and the Subs, which is great. Ace Martins, Supermoon, TV Ugly, Means, and Malk. So that'll be a fun night. That starts around 8 p.m. Go out and support campus and community radio. Go see the bizarre. It's always funny when you go to, well, funny for me to go to a CJSF party because it's like a bizarro CITR party. There's all these people I don't know. But the bands are the same, and it's at the Astoria. But it's like it's this. It's very similar but different. Always very interesting. Also happening this weekend is an epic Psych Fest. It's called Psych Fest Number 2, and this is an all-day thing. It starts at 2:30 in the afternoon. Things start off with a band called The Godspot, and then it goes all the way until the early hours of that morning or the next day. Anyways, it's at the Hindenburg Psych Fest Number 2. And let's see, Ancestors from Los Angeles, I don't know them. Midday Vale, I don't know them. Cross from Toronto, know them. They're great. Lie, Colin Cowan and the Elastic Stars. Dirty Spells and Cult Babies all playing at Psych Fest, so consider hitting that up as well. We're going to listen to some Cult Babies. They have a new cassette coming out later this month. It's called Off to See the Lizard, and they debuted a track earlier this week. It's called Garbage People, and we're going to give a listen to that. So this is Cult Babies from their brand new cassette, Garbage People. Here we go. Burr, burr. We'll be right back.
Oh, no, I don't know.
right. That was Supermoon from their latest EP or cassette. It's called Comet Lovejoy, and that was the song I've been told. So much free advertising for that band this week. It's crazy. All the viral marketing they've been doing. Yeah. Before that, we heard Oh, and you can see Supermoon this Saturday night at the CJSF 12th anniversary party. Before that, we heard Babysitter, now of Montreal, formerly of Victoria. That was from their new self-titled album, the song Hard Times. Before that, we heard The Godspot, Music of Decline. That was the song Arian Rand. And at the top, we heard Cult Babies, Off to See the Lizard. And that was the song Garbage People. Go check out Cult Babies and The Godspot at PsychFest number 2 this Saturday at the Hindenburg. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Stay tuned. All ears are up next. Brandon and Mormay are going to give you all the advice you need. 2 p.m. Music for the Observant, and at 3 p.m. Astro Talk. So stay tuned. Keep it locked in to CITR. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast at citr.ca, and you can see the playlist at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. Actually, dunkinsdonuts.com. I've got that now. I'm going to close out with a song by the band Love, and I'm playing it for in memoriam of my friend Graham's dad, who died last week. He was a great guy. Rick Worthy, and I have many fond memories of spending time at their place in North Van. They are a wonderful family, and it's a very sad week. And I remember Graham once telling me that his dad had Da Capo, this record by Love, the original pressing of it, and I was so impressed by that, and it gave me this kind of window into him not just being someone's dad, but having a whole other interesting life that he led before we met him. I don't know. Parents are more complicated than you think when you're a teenager, whatever. So yeah, I wanted to play a song to commemorate that, and my condolences go out to the Worthy family. He was a great man. All right, this is the song The Castle by Love. I'll see you all next week.
Hand me my staff. I'm living in a boat, the plane or raft. Oh, am I love, be I love, so hard to choose. If I were in my mind, it I would use. Oh, going back to mother, living on the double.
Hello, my name is Mormay.
And my name is